Right, well, talking of things classical, well, over the weekend, I said there were some steam trains are in around our area. I don't know whether you've got the chance to have a look and watch them as they progressed from Penzance Station up through the main line right up through. But as well as that one, earlier this morning, about 9 o'clock this morning, we're out and about in the lovely, glorious sunshine here in Penzance, and we caught up with Jeff Marshall and Vicky, who are actually starting their adventure and their challenge today. Well, they're on something called All the Stations, which is a challenge they've set themselves up, and they're going to be visiting all the railway stations in the UK over the next few weeks. And well, great little talk with Jeff and Vicky, or Vicky and Jeff I should say, and this is what they had to say.
Hi, well, I'm just outside Penzance train station at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I'm here with two people are suddenly on a bit of an expedition and a bit of a challenge this morning. I'm here with Jeff and Vicky this morning, and we're ready to kick off on the first leg of this journey. Jeff,
good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Could you tell us a little bit about what your challenge is all about?
Yes, so the challenge is called All the Stations, and there are 2,563 national railway stations in the whole of Great Britain, and myself and Vicky are going to spend the next 3 months riding on trains, stopping at all of the stations.
Well, that's great. You've got a bit of a history. You're a bit of a vlogger. You've done some vlogs on the tube stations and things like that. What actually inspired you to get involved in the travel side of things?
Always been interested in transport. I think people too readily sort of say, oh, you're a train spotter or you're a bit of a train nerd, as if it's a derogatory thing. But I think that, you know, the history of transport, architecture and sort of maps and connections, and, you know, and the fact that you have these little branch lines, particularly here in Cornwall, are fascinating. They have a fantastic history about them. So I've always enjoyed maps. From that, and living in London, I like the tube map, and I've twice held the world record for travelling to all the tube stations in the fastest time possible. I put some videos up on YouTube about that, which proved to be popular, and then Vicky and I, we actually discussed this idea, what, five years ago now?
Yeah, just as a kind of, wouldn't it be fun if we did this?
Yeah, instead of doing all the tube stations, what if we did all the national railway stations? And as a joke, we sort of said it. And then basically, I think last summer, 2016, yeah. I think we were quite depressed. It was the year that all the celebrities were dying, weren't they? So like David Bowie died. And I think everybody was just having a bit of a rotten year. And we thought, well, for 2017, we want to do something exciting. And so we said, what if we actually did the idea of travelling to all the stations? Is that actually possible? And then it turned out that it is. We are doing it.
I think the more we looked into it as well, the more we thought this is the perfect time to do something like this. The railways themselves over the next few years are going to be changing so dramatically, lots of new infrastructure. So we thought this would be the perfect year to kind of get a snapshot of what the railways are like in Great Britain today.
Definitely. What is the current record at the moment for the whole journey?
For the tube or the England?
All stations.
As far as we know, there isn't a record. I remember reading, I should point out this isn't a record attempt, so we're not trying to do this in the fastest time possible. I vaguely recall reading something somewhere that somebody did do it about 20 years ago, and they did get round in about 6 weeks. To get round in 6 weeks, they must have started at 7 a.m. every day and ended at 11 p.m. and not had any breaks, and they must have been exhausted. But we're making a video documentary as we go, and we'll upload almost daily to YouTube. But we're sort of treating it as a 9-to-5 job so that we A, eat properly, and B, get a decent night's sleep, you know, and have a lunch break. Otherwise, I think we're just going to be shattered. So we aim to do it in around 12 weeks.
And the other part of the journey as well is to not stop everywhere, but to stop at various places and have a look and see where you can get to on the trains and investigate places as well.
For example, today we're going to go to Falmouth or Falmouth?
Falmouth.
Yeah. My pronunciation is. We still haven't worked out how to say Lelant yet, have we? Lelant.
Lelant.
Thank you. So we're going to go to Falmouth today, where we was chatting to a lovely lady yesterday in tonight. She said we must go to the castle. So apparently, if you go to Falmouth Dock Station, there's a castle.
There is.
A 10-minute walk. Yeah. So we're going to go. And so it's not just looking at the railways, it's looking at things that you can get to by the railways. To sort of say, you know, to the whole of Britain, use your railways, get out, explore, and come and see places such as Falmouth Castle.
Yeah, definitely. And obviously, like I say, you know, we've got a great St Michael's mate over the way ourselves. Yeah. But there's also, I mean, yesterday there was, did you catch up with a steam train that was actually around yesterday?
Yes, we did. Was it the night before we were here, and we popped outside of our hotel and we thought...
I smelt it.
So we ran down to the station and we saw the train sort of getting ready for the morning, and so we did. We popped down in the morning. There was quite a lot of people here. I don't know if yourselves were here to see the train. But
and what did you do?
I was very privileged to get to stand on the footplate of the train and chat to the drivers as well, which I've never done before. So day one.
That was really good. And we completely fluked that. We understand there's only a few excursions a year, and we just happened to be here on the weekend that there was this amazing steam excursion. So that was great.
Yeah, that was great stuff. Okay, some of your other, have you got any unusual places you think you're going to be visiting station-wise that could be quite unique?
There are a lot of there's an unpolite phrase, but I'll use the polite phrase that we have. We have a list of what we call awkward stations, and there's places where trains only stop once a week. There's a place called Pilning, which is near Severn Beach, Bristol Way, and it only sees a train on a Saturday. Up in the north, up near Sunderland, there's a Teesside Airport only sees a train service on a Sunday, for example. So that's been a challenge, and we're looking forward to seeing those unique stations. But I think any small pretty branch lines. I think, you know, because we just come from London race, suburban commuter stuff. So down here, for us, Cornwall is just stunning. You know, we want to stay here. We don't want to go. We're like, no, let's just stay in Cornwall. Yeah. But we think Wales will be spectacular, and obviously Scotland will just obviously... I think it's already known they have the most spectacular scenic railways in the whole of the country.
I'm intrigued to go through. Is it Limpstone Commando?
Oh, yes.
Which is only... You're only allowed to get out there if you're part of the MOD. So we won't be able to get outside of the station. And there's another station further up north, is it British Steel Redcar? Again, that's only there for the factory workers. So those really unique stories where you can't get out as a member of the public.
Hopefully we're going to be on that train and we're going to chat to one of the guys or girls going to work. So, you know, do you get this train to go to the steelworks every day? And I'd imagine that's a bit of a community. They all get on the train together, you know, and there's probably like a real... In London, everybody just sort of... curmudgeonly squashes into the train and ignores each other. Yeah, but I suspect that on that British Redcar Steel train, all the workers know each other, they have a laugh, you know, and it's part of their day out, it's part of their working day. Yeah.
You were saying there about trains and stopping. There's the Cornish comedian called Jethro, and one of his famous chats and his comments is, the train don't stop Camborne on Wednesdays. So we will be going past Camborne on your journey, probably in about 10-15 minutes. Yes. Your journey going through Camborne, so just make sure you've not got, it's going to stop at Camborne. It does go straight through on a Monday.
Right. So we can make a Jethro reference.
You can make a Jethro reference.
Okay. Somebody only yesterday told us about the Seven Wives from Seven Ives line. Do you know about that?
Yes.
And I didn't. I only learned that yesterday. So we're learning a few, you know, local cultural things as we go around as well. Mainly I'm worried about our pronunciation. We've got to go to Luxillon today.
Luxillion.
Oh, thank you.
Luxillion, yes.
We're really going to struggle.
Yeah, we'll have to give you a dictionary on the way through.
Yes, please.
Can we have some Cornish tips? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no worries.
Although Vicky's from Norfolk.
Yes.
And so you...
I've got the Norfolk ones down. Haysborough.
Yeah. On paper it looks like Wyndenham.
Wymontam,
but it's just
and
Wyndham.
Haysborough looks like Happysburg.
Yes.
Yeah. Say that again.
So Haysborough is, if you look at the spelling, it's Happysburg. But it's not Haysburg.
And I'm an idiot, generally. It took me years into my adult life to not call it Leominster, but Lebster. So I'm sure we're going to get caught out. But we'll also learn, and that'll be great, you know.
Okay, well, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. I know you've got plenty to do before you get off, and you've got a little bit of filming to do yourself.
We do.
It's great to talk to you this morning. And we'll keep up with you on the journey, and we'll give our listeners little bit of update on the way as well.
Can we plug our social media?
Definitely.
And also, If you follow us on Twitter, we're at All The Stations, one word. If you're on Facebook, just search for the phrase All The Stations. We're on Instagram's All The Stations, and our website, Vicky, is
allthestations.co.uk.
Just think of the just Google the phrase All The Stations, and things will appear.
Great stuff. Thank you very much, guys, and have a great journey and a great challenge, really.
Thank you, Dave.
Cheers. Lovely. Thank you. Cheers.
Okay, that was Jeff Marshall and Vicky there. I don't have something to hand at the moment. Just should have done, but Jeff and Vicky, great little chat this morning, and wish them all the best on their adventure and travels. And if you bump into them, you might see a couple there with a video camera setting up to do a couple of shots. So be aware, they could be in around the Cornwall area today.